Register Radio is sponsored by Ignatius Press, the premier publisher of outstanding Catholic books, magazines, videos, and music, faithful to the magisterium of the Church. On the web at ignatius.com.
From the National Catholic Register, this is Register Radio, bringing light and clarity to the news and topics that affect your life.
This week on Register Radio, we're coming to you from the Catholic Marketing Network trade show in Arlington, Texas. And on today's show, the Register's Executive Director, Dan Burke, talks with Anthony Ryan, Marketing Director with Ignatius Press. They're going to talk about the new film about St. Augustine, Restless Heart. Also, Doug Keck, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at EWTN, will be joining us a little later on to talk about his recent award and the EWTN fall lineup. Welcome again to Register Radio, a co-production of EWTN and the National Catholic Register. Along with Dan Burke, I'm Tom Price. Dan, welcome to Arlington.
It is absolutely fantastic to be with you, Tom.
It's a lot of fun, isn't it? Dan, I know that long before the Register came into the EWTN family last year, there's been a great relationship between EWTN, the Register, and Ignatius Press. I personally believe that's because each of these organizations has recognized the unique strengths of the other two in building up the body of Christ, and each has done whatever it could to support the other two.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, Tony and Father Fessio Mark Brumley have been a great supporter to the Register and actually helped us navigate some rough waters, which we are grateful for. And we're grateful to have you, Tony, on with us today. Tony serves as the director of marketing to one of the best publishers in the known universe, Ignatius Press. Over the last few years, Ignatius has been instrumental in securing North American license rights for European production companies to distribute great movies on the lives of the saints. On August 29th, Ignatius hosted the official U.S. premiere of Restless Heart, The Confessions of St. Augustine, at the Catholic Marketing Network trade show. And I actually got to attend that. It is a great movie, so we're so excited to get that in the U.S. market. Tony's joining us today on Register Radio to talk about the film. Thanks for being with us, Tony.
Dan, Tom, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you were able to see the premiere of the film, Restless Heart. We're excited about having this movie. First of all, it's a quality film, as you said, Dan, so we have an opportunity as Catholics to have a high-quality film on a great saint. It's kind of a unique opportunity for us, and so Catholics need to promote high-quality media and the arts out there in the culture. So this is something that's kind of new for Ignatius Press, to take something like this and go out into the bigger culture with a movie in the movie theaters, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that as we're getting into this. But it's a great film on St. Augustine, absolutely a great film.
I agree. How did you get initially involved in this project?
Well, you know, in the last 10 years, we've developed some relationships with studios all over Europe that make these films on Lives of the Saints. A number of them have been shown on EWTN over the last few years. And so we've licensed a lot of these films that we've actually released on DVD. We've always had in the back of our minds to think about something we can do bigger than just a DVD release, getting out something into the movie theaters. And how could we do that? We're not a movie studio that costs a lot of money to do that. But we had that in the back of our mind. If the right movie came along and the right quality and the right story, that maybe we could do it. So when we got the copy of St. Augustine, Restless Heart, we said, you know, this could be the movie to do something bigger, try to impact the culture on the big screen. So we decided to do that. We got theatrical rights from the company, so we bought rights more than just DVD rights. And then what we're doing is we're working with Catholic groups and even Protestant groups to host their own screenings and their own theater right in their community. So we can't do this by ourselves, so I would like to ask your listeners to think about this. This is an exciting opportunity, especially for the Year of Faith. If you want to do something special to evangelize the culture, this is really unique. You can take a great movie on St. Augustine. We've had this screened by many Catholic leaders who really love this movie. You can bring it to your own community. You can have your own event right in your local theater, and we'll work with you, and the Maximus Group who works with us will work with you to help you put on your own event to be a spiritual event. You can be a fundraiser. You can impact the culture. You can have a great movie experience.
Well, some friends of mine recently did that very thing in Colorado Springs, and they reported to me that they had quite a large turnout, larger than they anticipated. So I was very encouraged to hear that.
Yeah, they're one of the first to do it, and they were a good trial run for us, and apparently worked out very well. So we've got actually over 400 requests already from groups around the country who want to know more about how they can see if they can do this. And then today at the CMN show, we've had a lot more interest in the kind of the trade market stores that would like to maybe help host their own screenings and so forth.
this is a different way to accomplish what we all want, which is to get a theater full of people watching a great film. But it's a different way of doing it, rather than a company like Ignatius, you know, contracting with these 50 screens and those 100 screens. It's more of a grassroots effort that really gets people involved.
Absolutely. Yeah, as I mentioned, we're not a studio, so we can't do it the traditional way, the way you just described. But in some ways, this is more effective, because instead of people just going to the theater to see a great movie, they're going to actually be involved in helping putting the event on themselves. So if Catholics want to actually be involved in evangelizing the culture in a way that they can reach out and really impact people in larger numbers, it's a beautiful way to do it. And like you say, it's new. It's something unique for Catholics to do. Protestants have been getting pretty good at this, and I tip my hat to them. They're ahead of us on this. So we have an opportunity for Catholics with this great film on this great saint. And, you know, the thing about the story of St. Augustine, it's a timeless story. So even though it happened way back in the 3rd century, there's nothing new under the sun when it comes to sin and conversion. And so what I tell people is, look, this is a story especially for men today. Of course, it's for women. It's for mothers. St. Monica plays an incredible part of this story and did in his life. But men today face the same temptations that St. Augustine faced. You know, intellectual pride, sins of the flesh, following false religions, all the things that he went through. We have the same problems today in our culture.
Sure.
Breaking up of the family. So this is a great story for men today in our culture. Men will be really inspired by his journey, his conversion, his reconciliation, and I think, you know, it's an opportunity for Catholics to really do something special.
This is Dan Burke and Tom Price with Register Radio, and we're here with Tony Ryan of Ignatius Press. We're talking about a fantastic film, Restless Heart, The Confessions of St. Augustine. Now, Tony, one thing that surprised me was to learn that the film was originally made for television. Now, when I watched it, it was film quality. I mean, it was above. So tell us a little bit about that. Did you have to edit it?
First of all, as far as making for television, see, in Europe, movies made for television, a lot of times they're pretty big budget projects. Multiple studios go together to make these. They reach televisions all over Europe. These are not your typical TV movies that we make here in the U.S. This is about a $20 million production, this
film.
Wow. Yeah, it looks like it.
And they make that go a long ways. So $20 million in the U.S., that's a lot of money, but in Europe, it's like a $100 million movie. So made for television, but a big budget production. And we had to edit it because it is the life of St. Augustine, and it was made by Italians. And Italians are not shy about showing the life of the flesh or whatever. And, of course, St. Augustine lived that. So we had to edit it down to make it something that would be not R-rated.
Well, and I thought the editing was done well. It made the point that he struggled with lust of the flesh at a significant level in his life. Prior to his major conversion. But I thought you did a good job of allowing some of the reality of what he was going through without getting into a problem.
We had to make sure we had that in there because that is the reality, and we didn't want to try to gloss that over because, again, he struggled with that for many years. Matter of fact, Father Apostoli mentioned in his homily recently at the Feast of St. Augustine that he said a prayer for many years, Lord, make me chaste, but not now.
Not now
so
exactly.
He actually was struggling with that for years and years. He knew that he had to do that, but he just wasn't ready to do it.
Yeah. Some days it wasn't so much of a struggle either, right? Some days it was more like, well, this is really what I want to do, and tomorrow I will think about the consequences. But we can't do that.
Exactly.
You know what really impressed me about this film was watching the actor. You know, I had read all of St. Augustine's Confessions, which you publish as well. I was intrigued by, drawn in by, how well the actor portrayed Augustine's constant struggle with God tugging on his heart.
Yeah, I think the acting is one of the high parts of this film. Across the spectrum, the guy that played Augustine is crucial, and he's outstanding.
He is.
There's actually three Augustines. There's the older Augustine played by the well-known actor Franco Nero, who's kind of doing a flashback into his life towards the end of his life. Then there's the main Augustine, who's the one you're talking about, who's the younger, kind of middle-aged Augustine. And then before that, there's the the teenage Augustine. And all three are great, but the main guy that you're talking about I thought was outstanding. He makes or breaks the film. You got to have a guy that can pull that off.
Right.
And the other one I thought was incredible is the lady that played Monica.
Oh, that was a surprise for me. You know, it reminds me a little bit about the Nativity, a film a few years ago made by evangelicals, where it's about Mary and Joseph, but it ends up really being about Joseph.
Right.
This film didn't quite go that far, but I thought, wow, what a portrait of Monica. And it actually drew me into the thought of greater devotion to Monica because of how it showed her holiness, her steadfastness, her willingness to confront her son on critical issues, though he's brilliant. As a mother, she does that on several parts of the film. I always thought of her as the weeping Monica, but this was the strong weeping.
The tough love Monica, absolutely. Sure. They really showed that perfect combination of love and yet strength.
Yeah.
And you could see that's what she needed to deal with Augustine because he was brilliant, he was arrogant, and, you know, no one could really stand up to him except his mother and St. Ambrose, as we find
Ambrose.
Out. What did you think about his performance?
Oh, it was brilliant. Again, I've read Ambrose and the whole story, and I wondered about what that dynamic looked like. And so the gift of this film, like the gift of icons and art in our faith, really puts to flesh the experience. It's not perfectly accurate. None of these things are. But it can really draw you into his story and how God works in our lives. So before we wrap this up, I'd like you to tell our listeners a bit about how exactly they can participate in screening and promoting this film.
Absolutely. So we have a website. They can, first of all, if they want to just jump online, Restless Heart Film, all one word, restlessheartfilm.com. Go to the website, and then all the information is there. Or they can just call a toll-free number, which would be to the Maximus Group, is working with us. That number is 877-263-1263, 877-263-1263. And there will be people that will help them, give them the information, take them through the steps, give them everything they need to make this happen in their local theaters.
Very good. And if you are perhaps driving in, you didn't get any of that, you can just shoot us an email, radio@ewtn.com. That comes to me. I will make sure that you get the right information. And I want to congratulate you and Ignatius Press on further ramping it up. This is something that we try to do at EWTN, better every day, and certainly you've raised the bar significantly, so congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a privilege and honor to do it.
Absolutely.
Great to be with you, Tony. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Tom, thank you. Always a pleasure.
When we return, Doug Keck talks with us about the award he just received and what's new at EWTN. This is Register Radio on EWTN from the Catholic Marketing Network Trade Show in Arlington, Texas. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Michael Warsaw, Chief Executive of EWTN and publisher of the National Catholic Register. We're in a time in history like no other. In our fight for religious freedom and the need for the new evangelization, it's essential to stay connected via the faithful Catholic content delivered by the Register. We've finally been able to help realize Mother Angelica's dream. She always wanted a newspaper as part of EWTN's media apostolate. Why? Because there's an important catechetical opportunity at the intersection of faith and culture. Since the 1920s, the Register has been advancing the truth of the Magisterium. This valuable resource will help you to better understand the faith and deepen your relationship with our Lord. Join the growing ranks of Register subscribers today and access the one source of leading voices and opinions concerning the issues that matter most to you.
To start your subscription to the National Catholic Register today, go to EWTN.com and click on the banner for the Register or call 800-854-6316. That's EWTN.com and click on the Register subscription banner or call 800-854-6316.
Let's return to Register Radio on EWTN.
And welcome back. Along with Dan Burke, I'm Tom Price here on Register Radio from the Catholic Marketing Network 2012 Trade Show. And Dan, we're delighted to have Doug Keck step away from his EWTN management duties and his bookmark hosting duties to spend a little time with us here on Register Radio.
Yeah, Doug serves as the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of EWTN. For 20 years prior, Doug headed up programming at Cablevision. He joined EWTN in 96 at the invitation of Mother Angelica and has been responsible for the day-to-day operations and production for all the network's 8 domestic and international channels. He's in his 13th year of hosting EWTN Bookmark, which is a popular series highlighting Catholic books and authors. And on August 30th, he was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award from Catholic Marketing Network from Catholic Writers Guild.
That's right.
Which is occurring at the same time as the Catholic Marketing Network. and for producing that program, promoting literary works. So we're grateful to have Doug. Doug, congratulations for your award, and thank you for joining us on Register Radio.
Well, thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me on, Dan and Tom, and it's great to finally be on this program. I feel some kinship with it, obviously, not only for overseeing radio, but because in the early days, I was one of the ones who suggested we get something like this on the air.
Oh, absolutely.
When EWTN first got involved with the Register.
Yeah, and you helped us get some of the original concept in place as to how we were going to make it work. And
all the various pieces of EWTN hopefully work together to support each other as the ministry continues to move forward. So it just makes sense to bring the immediacy of radio to the Register, and so we can talk about some of the wonderful things that people find in the Register and on ncregister.com.
That's right. Doug, we invited you here today under false pretenses. We knew that you were going to get the award, but you learned, obviously, in the breakfast this morning. Do you have any sense that was going to happen? Were you surprised?
Yes, I was totally surprised. I mean, I really had no idea until I heard them start to read the bio, and I said, that sounds vaguely familiar. That sounds like the bio I made up for myself, so unless maybe somebody got the same one off the web that I did. But it was apparently my bio, and yes, they very nicely gave me that award for the Catholic Writers Guild, Catholic Arts and Letters Award. And really, obviously, as I kidded before, you know, for somebody who's lucky they can write their name in the ground with a stick, I've never written anything of any merit, but I've had the great opportunity, thanks to Mother Angelica and the network, to sit down and read. And I always try to say to people, I don't review anybody's book. I don't know enough about the faith or anything else to review people's books or writing style. All I'm doing is trying to be like everybody else, pick the book up, read it, and ask questions of the author with the idea of saying, what would the average person like me want to know based on what was written? And hopefully have that kind of, hopefully, conversational experience that allows the person at home to get a better sense of, maybe walk away with some fine points of the teaching that are made, and at the same time whet their appetite for reading that particular book.
If I can just jump in, for a busy guy like you, it really is almost kind of like a sacrifice to spend the time to read these books, because obviously when you sit down to do a bookmark program, clearly it's not the approach that some people would take. Oh, I've never read this book, tell me about it. Because when you're doing the show, you clearly have read the book, or at least, you know, have gone through to summarize it. So that's got to take a lot out of your week.
Well, I wouldn't call it a sacrifice. I appreciate you saying that. Obviously, you know, when I first started doing the show, I did try to read every book cover to cover. But what I found, in effect, that obviously I was doing this at home and on the weekends, and first of all, I felt it wasn't fair to my family.
Sure.
For me to be doing that. And then on top of it, what I found was I'd sit and do an interview for 25 minutes, half an hour, barely scratch the surface, and I had read a lot of a book, which I never got to talk about. So I started just basically sort of doing what I do, which is I'm a pretty good skimmer. So I can read through quickly, and I try to really get a sense of the book and then pick out the quotes. Because when I'm sitting there on the show, I don't have a script. What I have is highlighted quotes that I've seen in the book, things I've thought that are interesting. And I try as much as possible to react to what the person's saying rather than just go, you know, because one of the things, hopefully I don't do it, I know that sometimes people don't like in other interviews, is like somebody makes this point and then the questioner asks this question, it seems to have nothing to do with it.
Right.
Because they're just going off of the next question that's on the page, as you were kind of alluding to. So I hope I'm not doing that. I try not to do it. And like I said, I try and make it fairly interactive and also hopefully put it on to the person who, the author. People don't need to hear me. They need to hear this person. They're the person who wrote the book. So
this is Dan Burke. We're here with Doug Keck for Register Radio and talking a bit about his award from the Catholic Writers Guild and his experience on the program Bookmark, which he initiated with EWTN. Doug, prior to coming to EWTN, you worked for 20 years in secular radio and television in New York. We alluded to a little bit of how you came to EWTN, but could you tell us a little bit specifically about that?
Well, yeah, I started off when I was in college working in local radio on Long Island, and then through that, I happened to get into cable TV in 1976 at a very early age, and a cable company was run by a fellow named Charles Dolan, who had really been the start-up man and the man who created HBO and really had a vision for sports TV and things like that, started the Madison Square Garden Network And so I went to work for that company, and he was very programming oriented, so we got into a lot of programming. So I got involved with starting up American Movie Classics, Bravo, you know, CNBC when we became a partner with CNBC and NBC, various sports networks, regional sports networks, Sports Channel New York, etc. And I worked at different time and different phases, sometimes on air promotion, sometimes production, sometimes general management of technical operations and services, satellite. So it gave me a really good background across the board for all aspects of television and radio. And so what happened was with me, where I was going along reasonably well, and my wife and I made a marriage encounter weekend because friends of ours had said we deserved it and my wife deserved it. And we went, and it really changed our lives. It really just kind of filled the void of kind of like, well, what is this all about and where are we going and what are we doing? Because I think for any of us, if we've worked in any business, and certainly in the media where a lot of people have the sense that, oh, isn't this wonderful, and these all these people are out there, and you meet important people and do it. And my experience in sports and other things was I met a lot of important people and very interesting people, and the fact that they were famous or incredibly wealthy didn't make them bad people. It also didn't make them happy. So you realized, well, gee, if that's not working for them, how is that going to work for me? And so when Marriage Encounter came along, it kind of reminded me of my roots and the fact that God's supposed to be at the center of your marriage and your life. And then after that, I went under Casillo, and Casillo kind of picked me up from there. And then I just started to feel over a period of 5 years to kind of start to think about EWTN, like when I retired, maybe I could go and do this. And I'll say this in all humility, I think the Lord had some other ideas, and I was down here by 1996.
Did you encounter Mother Angelica at some point in that transition?
Well, you know, I was always funny because I would watch EWTN. It wasn't always seen all the time. You could watch. I used to have to record things overnight. The person I liked the least on the channel as far as teaching was Mother Angelica. And when I'd watch Mother's live shows, I liked the shows where she had a guest because I thought that was informative. And so when I came down to EWTN, the one thing that was good, I loved Mother, but it was about the mission. It wasn't about Mother. And I think that helped me in some ways, especially since, obviously, after about 5 or 6 years, really having her presence directly was taken away from us because of her stroke and her being up at the monastery now. And so I think that helped. But the odd thing is, now I listen to her talks, and she's better than ever. Yeah. And sometimes I wonder what I was listening to, but it's really amazing how much I get out of them now. And so, yeah, I got to meet her, and, you know, I always tell the story. One time I worked on the startup of another religious network called Vision, which became Odyssey, etc. But I also worked on an adult channel that ultimately became the Playboy channel. I never worked for Playboy, but I did work on that. And I had to tell Mother that when I sat in her office to tell her, you know, tell her this. And and she just said, she kind of laughed and said, I guess that's why you're here.
Wow.
And so,
that's great.
But going to what you were saying earlier, that's why we repackaged on radio all of her wonderful talks and play them out 5 days a week, mornings with Mother.
Which is a great idea that you guys on the programming side, you, Tom, had, really.
But, you know, I hear from people all the time to this day who say, I'm getting so much out of this.
Right.
And the timeless quality has really paid off.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I don't want to put it this way, but in a sense, it's almost like reading scripture. It's like you go back to it again.
Right.
There's something I didn't hear.
Right.
And it's like Mother's show. You can watch a show that you've seen three times before, and suddenly you pick up something else.
Yep,
that she said. And maybe it's just because you're in a different place at a different time and you need to hear something else.
Sure, sure.
This is Dan Burke and Tom Price with Register Radio, and we're here with Doug Keck talking a little bit about the history of EWTN and his work at EWTN. And Doug, back to Bookmark 13 years ago, right?
Right. The first show actually aired in 1998 in January, but we started taping them in 1996. And we started airing them as of then. And we actually have enough shows in the can probably to go through the end of this year. You know, it's one of those things, you know, Tom alluded to earlier about having to read a book. It's like there's a certain amount of, oh, I got to look at this book. And that's the tough part. Doing the interview is great. And that's the fun part, getting to do it. And especially, you know, I guess the best I like is, and why I continue, at the end of it, when I can see an author who's happy or excited or feels like it was a good interview and they got to really talk, or they were pleased that I seemed to understand the book or I had read the book and took the time to do that, which might have been different than some other interview they got to do. And that really makes it all worth it.
Making this connection with the author makes the program happen, I think.
Right. No, I just feel that, you know, if I think about doing it, like I said, it's like everything else in life. The prep work is the tough part, you know.
Sure.
When you're in it, it's great. It's exciting. There's a certain amount of adrenaline and energy. And at the end of it, you come out of it, you feel good, especially if you can see, like I said, the person I'm interviewing say, oh, was I good? And was that okay? And, you know, and I'll say, were you happy with how it worked? You know, did we get, oh, yeah, we covered a lot of material. That was really good. Then I feel like I did my job.
It's a very honest show. Because really, I think it's an honest show because you're asking the author, how did you get to this place where you're actually getting this down on paper? Mm-hmm. And really getting inside their head if you can.
Well, I think with all of us, I mean, I think Mother was a blue-collar Catholic. I mean, that's where she came from, Canton, Ohio. She talked straight. And I think we have wonderful programming, a panoply of things on all different levels we try and reach people at. And certainly on the book level, I think... The idea in my mind is, you know, if you're a Catholic genius or a theologian, you don't need to worry about what Doug Keck thinks about a particular book. But for mom and pop and the loyal people who've supported EWTN and watch day in and day out, the backbone of the church, those people, you know, they haven't had the time to do that. Hopefully they're learning and getting more information, as I personally did myself, by watching EWTN. Again, I go back to the thing I think, try to ask the questions that the average person who, if they heard that, would want somebody to say, yeah, that's interesting, but that's easy for you because you're a priest, or that's easy for you to say because you're so spiritual, or, you know, you say that, but in the real world, how does that work?
Sure.
Doug, are there programs that are memorable, you know, those that really maybe impacted you or that were just special to do?
Yeah, there have been over the years, and, you know, so many of them meld together. Obviously, I've done a lot of interviews with a lot of great people where, you know, with Scott Hahn, a series of books over the years. You know, my friend Father Andrew Apostoli. And so it's been great to do a lot of those interesting people like that. There's been some books that have touched me. The trouble is it's kind of almost blurs together, and I feel bad when somebody asks me because I should be able to come up with something better than that. There's some great books coming up on Bookmark. Father Gately's book,
yes,
who was at the breakfast this morning, his book, and then Father Larry Richards has a book, and Larry Richards is a great guy, and that's a good book, especially for the men out there.
Well, Doug Keck, it's been a real pleasure having you on Register Radio. We really appreciate the work that you've done in serving the church through EWTN for all these years, and grateful for the opportunity even to be able to work with you. And thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much. And next week, by the way, we are back in Birmingham. We're back with Tim Drake, and that'll be just before heading out to Phoenix for the EWTN family celebration. So we invite you to join us in Phoenix if you can in person. If not, join us on the radio or on TV. To find out more about the family celebration, please go to EWTN.com. And thank you so much for joining us today on Register Radio. For Dan Burke and Doug Keck, I'm Tom Price. See you next week.
For more information about the National Catholic Register and about Register Radio, go to ncregister.com. Podcasts of Register Radio are posted on ncregister.com and on ewtn.com. Join us next week at this time for Register Radio on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Register Radio is sponsored by Ignatius Press, the premier publisher of outstanding Catholic books, magazines, videos, and music, faithful to the magisterium of the Church. On the web at ignatius.com.